This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. I'm trying to jam in as much as I can because we just have an action-packed show tonight. But breaking news, and I've been saying for years now that Walmart has gone bad. Walmart used to be this conservative company run by Sam Walton and the Walton family, and those days are gone, man. Walmart now today is globalist, it's deep state, it's D.C. swamp, it's liberal, it doesn't believe in the things that you and I believe in, that President Trump believes in, that the middle class believe in. It's unbelievable, and Walmart now announces new gun control policies, including no more handgun ammunition to be sold. As soon as they run out of the current stock at Walmart, no more handgun ammunition in the United States of America and in some areas of the country. No more handgun sales by Walmart. And no more rifle sales by Walmart. They're ending the sales of short barrel rifles, handgun ammo, and even handguns themselves in Alaska. And then all over the country, they're ending the sales of handgun ammunition. Folks, you don't have to ban handguns. You just have to stop selling the ammo, and nobody can ever use their handgun ever again. And this is just a great example. Conservatives have got to band together, and you've got to make a decision. What do you love more? You love the Second Amendment. You love the Constitution. You love Donald Trump. You love the great American middle class. You love freedom. Or do you love Walmart? And if you love the first group that I just named, you know, the Constitution and America and American exceptionalism and the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, well, then you just got to stop buying at Walmart. You got to bring them to their knees. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that companies don't care about conservative voters. I don't even agree with boycotts. I don't like boycotts. I don't think you run a country that way, even though liberals do it every day. But we're going to have to make a point here, folks. You can't disregard all the conservatives on the right, almost all of whom believe in the Second Amendment, and most of whom own guns. And by the way, Walmart also saying no more open carry in Walmart stores all over the United States. Well, then we shouldn't go to their store anymore. It's as simple as that. It's absolutely legal to open carry in certain states, then you have a right to open carry in Walmart. And it's legal to sell ammo, then you got to sell ammo. And it's legal to sell handguns, then you got to sell handguns. And if you won't do it and you become anti-gun, then we're not going to shop at your stores anymore. All right. That's my commentary for the night. Let's go to Chris Ruddy. Christopher Ruddy is the chairman of the board of Newsmax TV, and he checked in with me earlier today with some great opinions on some big news. Chris? Let's start with why you believe, Chris Ruddy, that the polls are wrong about Donald Trump.
This weekend, Wayne, I was going through some of the polling data that comes out on the president's approval numbers. And they're typically floating anywhere from 42% to 48 or 50%. Rasmussen polls usually has him somewhere around 50%. But every other poll typically has him in the low 40s. The last major poll that was taken was Reuters, Ipsos poll, and it showed that he had a 42% approval rating. And at first blush, you know, I sort of accept that as, you know, hey, he's gone through so many negative attacks. No president in modern times has had the negative media attacks this president. So it's actually a good number. And then I'm thinking to myself, let's start looking through the data on this. So I start looking at what they call the methodology. And it was sort of shocking. First of all, it's not likely voters. It's registered voters. And as you know, anybody knows, most registered voters, not all registered voters actually show up to vote. And Republicans tend to vote more in higher proportion than Democrats are more likely to vote. They're more motivated. And so one of the president's pollsters had told me previously, in likely polls, likely voter polls, the president usually does 4 to 5 points better. And I believe that is accurate.
Correct.
And it certainly was accurate on election
yes.
day, where the president outperformed almost all of the polls. So now you take a 40... So as I wrote on my blog, which is on Newsmax for people to see, if you take a 42% approval poll for registered voters, you bump it by 4 or 5 points in likely voters, you're now at 46, 47. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty close to 50%, which is the magic number I believe the president needs for reelection. But the methodology on the Reuters poll, and I think it's typical of a lot of these polls, and the president has hinted at that, they don't lie, they don't make up the numbers. What they do is they just ask more Democrats than Republicans to...
Oversample.
They oversample. That's a really good word to describe it. They oversample Democrats. So what was the oversample? 48% of the 961 people that took this poll were Democrats. And Republicans were only 38%. So they gave Democrats a 9-point advantage. That's a huge advantage. So I went and I looked back at the 2018 election exit polls, which actually show you who voted, how they voted, etc. And it showed there was only a 4-point spread between Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats had a 4-point advantage, which is more typical. There's slightly more Democratic voters in the country, or people that say they're Democrats than Republicans. That's true in most polls. Why would Reuters give the Democrats 9 points? Because it makes Donald Trump look bad. Had he had a more balanced sample of Democrats and Republicans, I believe he would have gone north over 50. And I think this is true now in most of the polls. And they're underestimating the favorability that Donald Trump has. And it feeds into their narrative, and they keep saying he's unpopular, he's this and that. And I think that the president has some challenges, but I think that he's doing a lot better than the polls are suggesting.
Correct.
But look, the poll, it's a little bit more astrology than it is science with polling. But it's certainly, why would you oversample by... But from what the 2018 election showed is to Democrat versus Republican voting by almost 100%.
Right.
You go from 4 points to 9-point spread. That's over a 100% increase in the spread by over 100%. But the bottom line is, why is the president so popular despite all the negative media that he's getting? And I think it's the results that he's getting. People, you know, everybody's like complaining, oh, he's doing this trade war with China. He's rebalancing the trade. There was a $600 billion trade deficit. He's saying we've got to get the Chinese to spend more money here. He's drawing a line in the sand with them on the trade policy. You know what? A lot of Americans are saying, go for it. Let's stand up for American businesses and American industries. He's standing up to NATO countries. You know, why are we paying 3% of GDP? Many of these countries aren't even paying 1% of GDP. He defeated ISIS.
Right.
Got the Koreans to back down on the nuclear arms development. And he's doing these things. He's about ready to sign a major deal in the next couple of weeks that will finally remove American troops from Afghanistan. We've spent trillions of dollars on the Afghan war, and we don't really have much to show for it. And this is the only president that said, wait a minute, why are we spending $60 billion a year there? American soldiers, young American men and women soldiers are dying there. It makes no sense. So at the end of the day, they can rant and rave on Morning Joe and other shows, but I think the public is seeing through it.
And you know what? There's a betting site out there, a political betting site run by John Stossel, of all people. And over the years, it's been proven, Chris, that polls are not accurate, but that betting sites are. When people are forced to put their money where their mouth is, and on that site, Trump is a runaway prohibitive favorite to win the presidency over every single Democratic candidate, even though the polls consistently show, in many cases, that he's losing to a Joe Biden, and in some cases, even to an Elizabeth Warren. The bettors don't think so, and I put my money with the bettors over the pollsters.
Well, John Stossel is a great guy. If he's behind it, I would certainly give it a lot of credibility. But you know, at the end of the day, the Democrats know. I believe the Democrats in Washington read the same polls we do, and they actually read through them, unlike what's going on in the media. So they know the president's position is a lot stronger. That's why the Democratic field for 2020 is so weak. You have Joe Biden. He's almost 80, very gaffe-prone. He's making tons of mistakes. People are questioning whether he's going to make it to the end of the race. And then you have either very liberal senators or people that just clearly are not qualified are running. And what we're finding is, you know, we have stories on Newsmax that Comey and others, you know, were clearly politicizing the investigative process to hurt candidate Donald Trump. They opened up these secret wiretaps and surveillance of Trump campaign people during the campaign, which is unprecedented in American history, and they really did it on the flimsiest of evidence, a phony dossier, and other things that makes you wonder what was really at work in this country.
All right, so that's the man who gave me my shot on national TV, Mr. Christopher Ruddy, otherwise known as Chris to me, great guy. And his views line up exactly with mine, certainly on how the polls are treating Donald Trump and Trump's chances for re-election. Both Chris Ruddy and I think are pretty darn good. I think he's doing great. Great job. And obviously Chris Ruddy does well. A good friend of the president. Someone who had a conversation with the president last night, and President Trump managed to get in. Please say hello to Wayne Root. Tell him how much I enjoy watching his show. What great stuff. Thank you, Chris Ruddy. Thank you, President Donald Trump. I'm honored to have both of you in my life. All right, when we get back, we're going to have the fiery debate, Wayne Root and Anthony Scaramucci. We're going to have Bill O'Reilly's talking points. I want to mention a sponsor of this show has been with us from day one, Sam Landis. And the Landis Tax Group, in my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in the United States of America. He's handled 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA. And what's the cost for this, you might be asking? Oh, it must be thousands, must be tens of thousands. Maybe it's 100,000. No. Sam Landis, I asked him to be a mensch, right? To put together a tax representation firm just for my fans. A very low price for the average middle-class, working-class guy or gal who's got a problem with the IRS. And Landis comes up with a fee of $190 a month. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. I love you, Sam. Give him a call. They'll take care of you. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Sam Landis. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I have so much more to say. 41 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. How's that gun control working for you? But I want to get to Bill O'Reilly right now with his talking points. Without further ado, the great Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. This is the Talking Points memo for Newsmax, the new Hollywood blacklist. Did you catch this over the Labor Day weekend? Will and Grace, remember that sitcom? It starred a guy named Eric McCormick and Deborah Messing. Those are the two leads. Well, they got wind that some people in Beverly Hills are going to have a fundraiser for President Trump. So these two start to tweet out, and this is the danger in this country, this out-of-control tweeting, that if anybody goes to the fundraiser, any industry people, Hollywood people, they, McCormick and Messing, want to know about it so they can tell everybody. So Messing says to the Hollywood Reporter, quote, please print a list of all attendees. The public has a right to know. Why? It's a private event. Now, you have to put it on your income tax form, but that's a private thing. McCormick then tweets, hey, Hollywood would report or kindly report on everyone attending the event so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with. Thanks. This is just vicious stuff. Messing and McCormick should be ashamed of themselves, but they're not. They justify this new Hollywood blacklist because they hate President Trump. And they want to harm anyone who doesn't hate him. Now, the tradition of the Hollywood blacklist is a terrible, terrible thing. I wrote about it in my book, Killing Reagan, because Ronald Reagan, as president of the Screen Actors Guild at the time, was involved with this. And you should know what this is. After World War II, obviously, the Soviet Union and the United States were in conflict. That's called the Cold War. And there was this communist scare in America, ramrodded by Joseph McCarthy, a senator from Wisconsin. And it went out to Hollywood, and then there was a house of un-American activities in Washington. That was a government agent. And they investigated these Hollywood people who might be communists. And there are a bunch of people on the list. Most of them were screenwriters. Sean Penn's father got caught up in this, Leo Penn. And a lot of them couldn't work, ever. This is just un-American. If you want to be a communist under our Constitution, you can be a communist. So you have a constitutional right to join whatever political party you want to join, as long as you're not breaking law or committing a hate crime. So now, Messing and McCormick, uber leftists, say, oh, we find out you're supporting President Trump. We don't want to work with you. We don't want anybody else to work with you. Now, this is going on in other areas, Me Too. All right, I guess this guy Dave Chappelle, a comedian on Netflix, is taking these organizations to task, saying, wait a minute, hold it. You're destroying people's lives. You don't even know what happened in many of these cases. That's what Hollywood's doing. This is the new black list. Now, where's the outcry on a part of the media, the defenders of the underdog and the downtrodden? Messing and McCormick scorned by the Washington Post? No. New York Times? No. CNN? No. NBC News? No. No, 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 no. No mention. What if somebody on the Republican side said, I want to know who's giving money to Barack Obama's campaign? Because if you do, I'm going to try to hurt you. I'm going to take your job away. Now, that's been going on in Hollywood for a long time. The conservative element in the movie and TV industry and music industry as well, they can't say what they believe. In fact, they have secret societies. One of them is called Friends of Abe. Now, some actors and actresses have come out and said, you know, look, I'm not a liberal person and I'm entitled to my opinion. But they get hurt. They get hurt. And these agencies, these talent agencies, like William Morris and UTA and CAA, if you don't toe their line politically, they don't want to represent you. Okay, so this is really vicious. Now, as an American, I can't really do much about this. All right, I mean, Messing and McCormick, they can say what they want. No law. Just as the blacklisters in 1950s, they can do what they wanted.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded and it's now a Category 2 storm as it continues to make its way toward the southeastern coast of the United States. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is urging people to take the storm seriously even though it's been downgraded.
The storm surge, that is the water coming in. We're talking about wind, but the water, the storm surge on top of already higher than usual tides that are forecast are expected to be resulting from 6 to 10 inches of rainfall.
On Tuesday, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran's civilian space agency and 2 research organizations, saying they were being used to advance Tehran's ballistic missile program. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 285 points to close at 26,118, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I've got my guest coming up in just a second, Anthony Scaramucci, my old buddy who's turned on the Trumpster. We want to talk about it in a little bit. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And let me tell you something. Every time my voice starts to crack, because remember, I do business all day. I'm the only guy in America. Hannity's job in life is to be a TV host, right? My job in life is to be a businessman all day and put deals together all day. And then all of a sudden, as a hobby, I do a three-hour radio and TV show. My real job is an entrepreneur and a businessman. So by the time you see me on the air, I've already been talking for 10 hours about business. And when my voice starts to crack, and I know I got 3 hours to go, I grab my silver lozenge by My Doctor Suggests, and I suck on it in every break of this show, and it saves my life. I've never missed 1 minute on the air. That's how powerful this alkaline structured silver is. But it's not just a lozenge. It's a solution that I drink three times a day. It's gotten rid of my brain fog. I wake up in the morning, 5 a.m, I'm sharp as a tack. I don't need the sleep I used to need. I wake up and I'm sharp from the first second I wake up like a laser-guided missile. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. I get off a plane, doesn't bother me anymore. I eat food, I don't get fatigued anymore. No more leaky gut syndrome. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver is the best. Call them toll-free at 866-660-9868, 866 660-9868. You can't get it. Any of their products in the store, you got to call mydoctorsuggest.com. Use the promo code ROOT. Whether you call or go online, promo code ROOT. Wayne Root sent me. You get 20% off every single order. Phones are ringing off the hook. My listeners and my viewers love My Doctor Suggests. All right. Let's get our guest on the line. He was on with me about 2 weeks ago. We got him back again. Look, he's an old friend of mine. I like him. I respect him. I respect that he came from the, you know, the same blue-collar neighborhoods of New York that I did. He went on to Harvard. I went on to Columbia. He's a great guy, got a great personality, great smile. But the most important thing is he built himself a billion-dollar business. His name's Anthony Scaramucci, served as the White House Communications Director, founder of the hedge fund Skybridge Capital, author of Trump, the blue-collar president. I thought we were like twins, brothers from another mother. And then he went ahead and went to the dark side. He hates Trump now. Anthony, what's going on?
Wayne, first of all, it's an honor to be on the show, and you're a true gentleman, and a sign of a good friendship is that we can have a political disagreement and still get along. But
of course.
I don't hate the president. This is not about hate. This is about people. It's about humanity, and it's about policy, and it's an objective observation of what is going on. And it's not like one morning I woke up and an apple hit me on the head and I turned on Donald Trump. I've been explaining for the last year issues where I think the president is transgressing. As an example,
but you did write a book. You did write a book explaining what a good president he was. So it did kind of happen pretty quickly.
Did you read the book?
No. Who has
honestly,
time?
No, you didn't read the book. Let me explain to you why you didn't read the book. Because as Trump said about the book, he didn't like the book. He thought it was too balanced. I was very open in the book about not liking the freedom of the press issues that the president has, where he's saying that the press is the enemy of the people. I was very open about discussing the issues related to the foreign intelligence services protecting the United States and keeping us safe after 9/11, and the president denouncing them in Helsinki. He didn't read the book, but what I did praise the president for, and still do,
the economy.
Is that there was, there was a vacuum of advocacy for blue-collar people, and he stepped in there. There was political malpractice by the political establishment, and you got to give the president credit for that. But I'm sitting there hunky dory trying to support him. You know, you and I disagree on the racism stuff. I said I felt that the stuff was unnecessarily racially inflammatory.
If he's a racist, then 64 million Trump voters are racist. Come on, it's not racism. He just tells the raw truth. Listen, he's a tough guy.
No, that's not
he tells
true.
The tell me what's racist. Give me a racist statement.
He's a mean guy.
Tell me a racist statement, though. Give me a statement that's racist.
You can't tell people to go back to the country they came from.
That's where you and I have a debate. Listen, Anthony, we'll still remain friends, but I'm telling you, I disagree so vociferously. What's wrong with telling these people? It's like construction workers when I was a kid growing up and Nixon was president. He'd say, love it or leave it. If you don't love America, get the hell out of my country, man. What's wrong with saying that?
Because they're citizens and have standing in the country.
But he's not really kicking them out. He's just saying, if you don't like it, get out.
Hey, listen, they told my grandmother that 100 years ago.
Oh,
I don't like
stop. It's so different.
You don't want to listen to me. Well, what I love about you is you bring me on, and then you hit me like a
wild. Go ahead, talk. Go ahead. I want to listen to you talk. I disagree, but I'll listen.
All right. But let me just finish. I'm out there defending the guy. I said, on this piece, I can't defend him. He then lights me up on Twitter. That is not enough for the guy. He goes after my wife on Twitter. Now, you seem to think that that's okay. I don't. You're
look,
hyper-normalizing somebody.
No, because
very mean-spirited and very bad guy.
No, because
so
here,
call it for what it is.
I want to hear what you think
about it, Wayne.
I want to hear what you think about what I'm about to say. You listen to me for a minute.
If the guy was going after your wife on his Twitter account as president, you can knock him into next week.
But there was a progression. It wasn't that he went after your wife. He didn't go after your wife before you started attacking him. It happened after. First you decided you didn't like him. First you decided you didn't like him.
Go look at the tapes, man. There's a lot of videotapes.
But it's listen, there's
a Bill Marshall trying to defend him. I said these are two or three things I cannot defend. Then he goes after me. That's a sign of demagoguery. It's like if Joe McCarthy.
Anthony, there's an election coming up in 2020. There's an election coming up in 20. Election. Name someone who you think would be better as president than Donald J. Trump. There you go. I'm putting you on the spot. Who's the right guy?
Okay. Well, who would be better? Mike Pompeo would be better. Nikki Haley would be better. Bill Weld, at this point, given Trump's mental decline, would probably be better.
I'm waiting for you to say Jeb Bush, because they're all Jeb Bushes. They're moderate rhino Republicans.
But here you go. What is Trump? He's actually acting like a socialist these days.
No, but Trump's a guy that wants to build a wall, and I want to build a wall. Trump wants to cut regulations.
Okay,
I want to cut regulations.
The wall?
Yes, there's wall going up right now, but look who's been in front of him. Every step of the way.
He hasn't built one brick of that wall.
That's not true.
Wait,
no, that was true a year ago. The wall is being built right now. The wall is going up, Anthony. Let me list you a few issues.
Friends of mine.
Anthony.
Let me tell you the number one thing, okay?
Yeah, good.
Do not manage a process, okay? He's got the full cabinet, all 16 cabinet members in disarray. He's got the internal mechanism inside the White House in full disarray. He cannot manage a process.
Anthony.
We've got the Russians likely ahead of us.
It's almost like you're reading CNN talking points, Anthony. Come on.
I'm not.
This is globalist Wall Street talk.
You
know how much money he's made for you, Wall Street guys? You know how much money he's made you guys? Billions of dollars. His new tax law, I just saw in the Wall Street Journal. Is it true? Is it true? The Wall Street Journal.
Money.
Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal had a cover story, Anthony, and it said that many billionaires, including Anthony Scaramucci, are benefiting from this new tax plan where he allows you to go in and rehab, you know, inner city neighborhoods, and you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars on it. True or false?
Well, I'm not going to make hundreds of millions of dollars at it, but I am going to make money off of it.
He's been good for you in Wall Street.
I'm listening.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to be as balanced as I can be. There's a lot of things that are going well with the economy. the way he's handling this trade war could put the thing in a recession. You have an inverted yield curve for a reason. The Fed is going to cut rates to get where the 30-year Treasury is right now.
Anthony, true or false?
The 10-year Treasury is at 150.
Anthony, true or false? Inverted yield curve. Wait, just true or false? Inverted yield curve equals recession an average of 18 months later. 18 months later! And in some cases, 3 and 4 years later. So it means nothing right now. Not before the election is done.
Wayne, he's not going to have a recession before the election, but there is absolutely no need to handle the trade situation the way he's handling it.
No need. I think middle class. Listen, my dad was a butcher. Your dad was a construction guy.
He could have graduated the tariffs 2% a quarter over 10 quarters, and he could have allowed the entire American economy 2.5 years to adjust its supply chain.
Anthony.
And he would have gotten everything that he wanted.
He
now
could have.
He's playing tariff roulette.
He could have, but sometimes to save the body, you got to cut. Anthony, sometimes to save the body with a bad wound, you got to cut the leg off. We had to stop China from taking advantage of the United States of America. We're going to win this war.
You want to hear how we could have handled it, Wayne?
Let's hear your opinion about how we could have handled it. Go ahead.
We could have teamed up with the Europeans. They have the same grievances. We could have said, okay, China's not budging. Here's a heads up to farmers. Here's a heads up to American businesses. Large and small, we're raising the tariffs 2% a quarter for 10 quarters. You got 2.5 years to adjust your supply chain. It's very predictive. It's very gradual. And if
Anthony,
they don't bring down their tariffs, our tariffs up. You're telling me that didn't make sense?
Here's what it comes down to. All you guys on Wall Street are making billions of dollars on the trade imbalance with China. You don't want to rock the boat. I want to rock the boat like Trump wants to rock the boat.
You don't need to rock the boat. Of course you do.
China's putting us out of business and stealing all our manufacturing jobs. It's time to show them who the real sheriff is.
Okay.
And their economy's going to hell. Ours isn't.
You could be
We're in the driver's seat.
Our economy's being damaged. You've had a 3-year decline in manufacturing.
Here, Anthony, stay with us. The music's on. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Stay with us for another segment.
God bless. God bless.
All right. Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch. We'll work on it. We'll see if we keep him on for one more segment. If not, we'll say arrivederci to the Mooch. I'm still his friend. I disagree with him completely. I love President Trump. I support him with every ounce of capillary and vessel in my body, man. I think the guy's doing a great job. Two guys who like each other, but have completely opposite views. Hard to believe, right? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th, in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, before I get to back to the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, we certainly don't agree, but we're still good friends. I'm not going to let this come between my friendship with somebody, but he's wrong. Before I get to it, I want to talk about Dr. Joe Williams, because the sponsors of my show are the reason I'm on the air. He's the greatest hair restoration doctor in the United States of America, maybe in the world. That's my opinion, but an awful lot of people agree that I'm right. Billionaires, celebrities, politicians, even presidents have flown in from all over the United States and all over the world to have their hair restoration done by Dr. Joseph Williams. His website's vacationrestoration.com. His phone number is 888-357-0888. It's toll-free, 888-357-0888. And it doesn't cost you a dime to have a conversation with him. And he'll even take you on Skype and take a look at your hair and tell you what he can do for you. But I've seen the before and after pictures. I've been best friends with Joe for 18 years. The guy is a maestro. He's an artiste. He is amazing. The pictures will knock your socks off. What he has done for people who are balding, thinning, or completely bald like a cue ball, and he turns them into, it looks like they're young again with a thick head of hair. Amazing. Dr. Joe Williams, give him a call. Free consultation, doesn't cost you a dime to check it out, no matter where you are in the United States, and you can come to Vegas and get a free vacation while you're doing your hair. 888-357-0888. All right. So here's what I want to say to Anthony, and I'm going to give the floor to him. Here's the issues I care about in life, and I'm going to put a check next to each issue. Number one is low taxes. Number two is kill regulations. Number three is kill Obamacare. Number four is build the wall and stop illegal immigration. Number five is protect the Second Amendment. I have a right to carry a gun, and strict gun control doesn't work. Number six is illegals don't deserve to be on welfare. And number seven is you'd be insane to give free health care to illegals. And number eight is stop giving free stuff to everybody in the world by stealing from me and successful people. On those issues that matter to me, Donald Trump is on my side on every one of them. So why would I ever turn on him? Why would I ever want to hurt the guy who's fighting for all the things I believe in?
Okay, but he's not on your side. Okay, but I mean, you went through the eight very quickly. I didn't write them down, but let me focus on a couple of key ones. Number one, he's definitely not on your side. Can't say that because he's cutting taxes on one hand, but he's increasing tariffs on the other hand, which is costing the American consumer. And so he's evened out on the tax side.
Remember, and what happens if he wins that trade war? If he wins it, it's a one-year loss, and it's 50 years of wins.
It's not a one-year loss. He has unnecessarily disrupted the entire farming industry in the United States. He's totally created a disaster in that area.
It's not a disaster.
Okay, Wayne. You have to admit you're a conservative Republican.
I am.
You probably believe also in balanced budgets. You've whacked up $2.5 trillion of debt in 2 years. So we have to remember that the debt for your listeners is an unfunded tax liability.
Oh, I agree with that. But that's not Trump. That's Congress. That's not Trump. A president isn't about debt. The Congress is about debt.
Okay. See, now you're not.
Congress makes the budget. Congress makes the budget.
He made those two budgets.
He could have vetoed him. I agree with that.
He could have vetoed him.
But you know what? Name a president who's been good on
Roosevelt. He sat in the Roosevelt room and said, hey, I'm never going to do this again. And then 2 months ago, he passed an obscene spending bill.
I get it.
Conservative would be happy with that.
Anthony, if you chip away at Trump and you help elect one of these maniacs on the Democratic side who are radical communist socialists. Wait till you see the spending they do.
Trump
will look cheap compared to them.
Not going to make it to the election. I'm just trying to condition
you.
Oh,
you're crazy. Anthony.
Okay, wait. No, let me tell you what's going to happen.
How's he not going to make it to the election?
Well, he's not emotionally stable anymore. Go take a look at his speeches.
That's not
from where
true.
He was in 2016 to 2019. Take
Anthony, you do realize, listen, Anthony, you know what, Anthony.
He's not putting it out in the public anymore.
Anthony, we're friends. Anthony, we're friends.
What's going to happen so your listeners are ready, okay?
Anthony, we're friends, and you know I love you, but there's no way Trump is not going to make it through the primary
Come on. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Trump's approval rating, national approval rating, and his swing state voting drops by 5 or 10%. He's staying in the race?
You're believing polls. Rasmussen's the only one that matters. He's in the 50% range. 50% range. A couple of days ago, he's 50 a week ago.
Okay, it was at 45 yesterday on Drudge.
And that's enough to get elected 9 out of 10 times.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let's say that goes to 35. No other poll. Let's focus on the Rasmussen.
All right, let's say the Queen has, cojones. Anthony.
No.
Did you see the betting lines? There's a betting site owned by John Stossel. That's political betting. And it's almost never wrong when people put their money where their mouth is. Do you know Trump is a prohibitive favorite so big that it's almost not even worth making a bet? And number two is Elizabeth Warren. 47 to 16. Trump, Elizabeth Warren. 44% chance of winning. 16 for Elizabeth Warren. 13 for Biden.
You got me on that point. If he's running against Elizabeth Warren and he makes it to the election day, he'll beat her. You got me on that point.
All right, Mooch. We got to run. Music's on. We got to go. Music's on.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
I'm out of time. We'll have you on again next week. Relax. You can come on with me anytime you want. You and I have fun together. You and I will always be friends, but I'm diametrically opposed to what you think about Trump. You don't like him anymore. I love him. I'll stick with him through heaven and hell, man, because he's done great things for American exceptionalism, and he's done great things for the Jewish people. He's done great things for Israel. He's done great things for small business owners. He's done great things for the middle class and the working class. I'm with Trump forever. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. See you tomorrow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.